No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we break down the NFL Draft Combine and much more. What's good, Perez?
A-dub. Man, it has been a minute since we have been on this show, audience. I apologize. I mean, obviously, we were at the Combine last week, and A-dub, I was like, bro, we got to get a show in over the weekend. But it's so hard with all the stuff that we're doing with Chicago State of Mind, the Combine with you Sunday. A-Dub, you were covering an event in Chicago. There's only so many hours in the day, audience. And so A-Dub and I, we sorry, but here we are. And so we're going to get you guys all the details. I was there at the Combine. I'll be able to give you guys a lot of insight. I saw a lot. I interviewed a lot of people. A-Dub, it was a really good experience, man. It really was.
You talk about interviewing all these potential players who could join the Chicago Bears. And I got to say, man, you put a lot of great work into everything. So good job out there.
Man, you know, those are long days, 12, 13-hour days and whatnot. But again, I mean, it's one of those things that I really appreciate the opportunity that the NFL extends to companies that are, you know, growing in the space that want the opportunity to cover. And so, you know, they allowed us, this is our second year that we were able to cover the event. They put on a really good experience. The players, I have to give them credit, man. A lot of the players, man, they say a lot about these guys, man. But the professionalism that I noticed from a lot of the players that I interviewed when I saw them in passing, first class. You know, a lot of those guys know this is a job interview, the most important job interview in their lives. And for the most part, I saw most of these guys taking that opportunity and running with it, A-Dub.
And a lot of things that you posted on Chicago State of Mind platforms, it really showed that. And you got to give those players a lot of credit, you know, for going out there and just being authentic, being open, being honest, and putting on their best performance, man.
They mentioned they wanted to do the right thing by Justin Fields, and that was mostly Ryan Poles' piece.
Right.
So when I heard those words, and you know, A-Dub, we've been very upfront on this show. I told the audience what I heard from scouts on, you know, some good authority, that all signs were pointing to Justin Fields was probably going to be traded, that Caleb Williams would be their guy. And I will tell you, from being in Indy for that whole week and seeing how Caleb Williams interacted, not only with Poles, with Kerry Joseph, with Waldron, Kevin Warren, I feel like this organization is not only doing their due diligence, I feel like they are zeroing in on Caleb Williams as their guy. So when you hear messaging like, we want to do right by Justin, to me, that comes off A-Dub as a GM that's kind of letting you know which way this thing is going to go.
Yeah, some low-key feelers going out there, Perez, and I got no problem with it. But at the end of the day, he continuously talks about doing the right thing for Justin Fields. And when you start hinting at all the things they're doing right now with Caleb Williams and getting more insight, of course, Perez, it lets you know that that's a huge possibility. And if that's the case, the seed's already been planted already by Ryan Poles. And I got to respect that from that standpoint, that he does want to give Justin Fields an opportunity to move on in the right direction and do it fairly.
And another big thing, too, with free agency coming up very soon, which we'll be getting you guys set up for free agency, I feel like Ryan Poles ideally wants to have this thing flushed out before free agency. Now, there's a couple different things they're up against here. They're up against a couple things, A-Dub. And I wrote about this in Chicago State of Mind. You have the quarterback free agency class, this headlined by Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Right. Until we know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins, there's going to be no movement in the Justin Fields trade. So the Bears are at the mercy of whatever happens there with Kirk Cousins. In my opinion, there was some talk that potentially the Falcons would be interested in Kirk Cousins. I don't see Kirk Cousins leaving the Vikings. Someone asked me at the Combine if the Falcons were to sign Kirk Cousins. Could I see the Bears making a trade with Justin Fields to the Vikings? And I said, no. I don't see Ryan Poles trading within the division. I also would not want Justin Fields to be in this division. If Justin Fields is not going to be the quarterback of my team, I don't want him in the NFC. I do not want to have to deal with that son of a gun 2 games every year and he's all fired up and running for 400 yards against us. No, I don't. I'm not interested in that. But it poses a really good thing that I wanted to get your thoughts on, A-Dub, is with this whole quarterback situation, with Justin Fields, you're hearing so many rumors about all these potential places that he could potentially go to. How do you see this thing unfolding with Justin Fields and a potential trade market?
I think that's the key right there, Perez, in this trade market is desperation, right? And I think you hit on the head, you know, some of these free agent quarterbacks, you want to see where they land at. But with that, it makes it even more compelling for other teams who really need a quarterback. And everyone outside the world of Chicago always talked about how good Justin Fields really is. So if the Bears want to make a trade, you want to trade with a team who really needs a quarterback for sure. You mentioned Atlanta Falcons, right? Everyone knows that they're looking for a quarterback. The Steelers, everyone knows they're looking for a quarterback at this point. Right. And with all that, it's like, okay, who's the best option after this whole Kirk Cousins thing is done with, right? And I'm quite sure Justin Fields' name checked a lot of boxes. Young guy, talented, tough to deal with, right, when he's running the football. Everyone knows this, and they see some of the growth in him. You heard other players speak on Justin Fields who are outside of Chicago have a lot to say about this guy. Some of them are advocating for him to stay in Chicago. So with that, his market value continues to grow, Perez, from that standpoint. So therefore, a lot of these teams right now are saying, look, Justin Fields, you may be the guy that can come to our team. So I believe that, hey, once the smoke clears just a little bit, we'll see that that's going to be a possible trade for Justin Fields.
And if they're going to do the right thing by the quarterback, as they've gone on record of saying. There was a while there, A-Dub, where I was really hopeful that Ryan Poles would have made the decision to trade back in his draft, recoup draft capital, draft Marvin Harrison Jr., and keep Justin Fields as our quarterback.
Right.
As I mentioned here to the audience, no surprises, you guys are hearing reporting and seeing that the fact that the Bears met with Caleb Williams so often, Caleb Williams at the presser, at the combine, spoke of being comfortable with the idea of playing in Chicago, how he wasn't ducking the smoke, how he seemed very confident. A lot of the things that I saw from that kid impressed me. And I'm not even talking about, he didn't do a thing on the field. It was mostly attitude, confidence, and this is the way that he carries it. And it was one of those things, A-Dub, dude, I walked away from that combine saying, all right, well, I got to stop being so anti-Caleb, not meaning that I wasn't toxic about it. It was more of I wanted Justin Fields to be the quarterback so bad that I wouldn't even look at the alternative.
Right.
Now I'm at this situation where I'm like, I just want what's best for this team. And if Caleb is all what everybody's claiming he is, then why not?
It's not just his talent on the field. It's how he carries himself. And you heard Ryan Poles talk about leadership and all that stuff that really matters as a quarterback. And if he has all those things, man, that's good for him because they already know what we have in Justin Fields already. It's not like they don't know. They've seen enough tape. The Bears understand Justin Fields. So Caleb really has to wow the Chicago Bears. And if he's doing that, and some of the things you share is part of that process, that makes total sense to where they probably could say, you know what, they're going to draft Caleb Williams and move on for Justin Fields. But at the end of the day, I'm hoping that that Caleb Williams, if he's the guy, they can come in and handle business. Because you heard from this organization how they're building up infrastructure, Perez. And we heard that word several times, right, about the infrastructure pretty much for the quarterback at that. If they can do a good job at doing that, they'll be great if Caleb Williams can come in this organization and, man, deliver on some of the things he's been sharing already as one to be a great quarterback, understand the legacy with Michael Jordan, all those different things. He wants to be part of that type of history. So if all that can work out, it really is dictated and predicated on the infrastructure that's in place.
Man, when Caleb Williams was out there talking about becoming immortal and
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, see, he talking some next level shit, man. You know?
Right.
And it just goes to show that he built a little different. And I'm okay with it, man. I had no issue. There were so many people that were hitting me up, A-Dub, and they're like, Caleb Williams, his dad is over here talking about he wants ownership stake, and they don't want to give out their medicals to this team, and they try to do their own thing. And I'm like, okay, well, at the same time, what's wrong with someone that's shaking things up? You guys don't mind it when it's political. You guys don't mind it when it's in your everyday life. So why is it different with your football team? Why does a guy have to just do the whole status quo, the same thing, the way business is being done? What's wrong with his dad coming in and saying, well, you guys never drafted a Caleb Williams before? I don't have a problem with that. And I don't have a problem with the way that this kid feels like he's that dude. I love that type of confidence. Keep that same energy, because if you do come here to Chicago, brother, you better remember that shit, because fans here want to win. We're starving. So if you come in here, you better be ready for the hopes of the people.
If he's ready to come in and do the job and that confident about it, I love it. But one thing I will say, though, man, when the guy decides not to show any medical, you kind of wonder, like, okay, is the guy fully 100% healthy, right? Because right now he's not participating in the combine as far as showing what he's able to do. But you do worry about that, right? That is something you're going to have a lot of people that's going to speculate and say, okay, is that something he's hiding, right? And that just comes with the territory. It may not be nothing he's hiding at all, right? But the thing is, when you decide not to do it or show that kind of information, you kind of wonder, okay, side eye, like, okay, is everything all good here? Because we're talking about the number one draft pick at that.
So the thing is that he was willing to share it with teams that he chose. The Bears were one of them. He just wasn't going to do the full-on sharing of it with all the teams.
Gotcha.
And so it basically is one of those situations where he's just kind of going through this process and he's doing it on his own terms. And to be honest, AW, you've known me for a very long time, and that's kind of how I get down, man. He's one of the people that's like, listen, I understand that that's the way you guys normally do things. You think about how we started Chicago State of Mind. I know normally you got to be affiliated with a newspaper and call letters and radio and all this other kind of stuff. But it didn't stop me from just having enough arrogance in my head to say, you know what, A-Dub? I think you and I can break into this media space.
Right.
So my whole thing is, I'm not one of these people to sit here and they look at things and I'm like, oh, I don't like how he did that. Oh, I don't like how he did that. Listen, everybody's different. Everybody goes about business differently. But right now in this time, time out for doing things the way we've always done. It's a new day. It's 2024.
It is. You're definitely right about that, Perez. The way things were done in the past isn't how it should be done in the future. There's many different ways to handle things. And to your point, this is what Caleb is doing. That's saying, hey, there's some opportunity here. Yeah, I'll show some things, right? I'm not just going to waste anybody's time, right? And I think he's going about his business the way he thinks is best for him. And the thing is, I love when people take control of their careers. And I think in this case here, Caleb is doing a good job with trying to do that part of it. And we'll see how it all plays out. I cannot hate on the guy for doing things his way that he see fits, you know? Especially if he have done anything wrong. There's no right or wrong way in this case here. So you got to get a guy credit. And you made a good example of looking at yourself and looking at how we built our platform, right? We're doing it our way. We're not doing how others have done theirs, you know? And correct. You can't hate on that kind of a thing. So I do appreciate, I will applaud that, because guess what? He's going to be a trendsetter. And I cannot hate on nobody being a trendsetter.
If you guys are out there hating on them, then you guys need to stop it. You need to reevaluate yourselves and make your own actual move. That's not the part about Caleb Williams that I'm looking sideways about. For me, A-Dub, it's still that piece of me deep down inside that's like, damn, I wanted to work with Justin in Chicago. I really
did. Yeah.
That's the part. And that ain't got nothing to do with Caleb. That's just all me. And the fact that I just really wanted Justin to be that quarterback. I wanted him to be the one that took us to the promised land.
And to that point, Perez, this is where I'm fully aligned with you on, because you know what they're going to do down the road. They're going to start making comparisons between Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. And we know that both of them are not coming into the same type of situation, right? So this is what's in the hand that Justin Fields was dealt. This is the hand that maybe Caleb Williams is dealt, right? We saw what Justin Fields had to go through the past couple of years with being the solo guy. Finally got a wide receiver to throw to, right? That's really a number one threat. But the thing is, Caleb Williams is coming to things where Justin Fields have already planted the seed and built the ground up already, right? And you know it's going to be people that's going to make these comparisons like, well, this is what Caleb Williams is doing. This is what Justin Fields didn't do. I hate those type of comparisons, bro, because it's not apples to apples.
It's not, because to your point, when Caleb Williams met with the media and he started talking about the situation in Chicago, he talked about it being a 7-9 team, strong defense, right? It's not your typical team that has the number one pick. This right. Chicago Bears team is on the rise. And to your point, A-Dub, Caleb Williams is entering a situation that's tailor-made. Justin Fields wasn't entering those situations that was tailored anything.
Right.
Matt Nagy was his coach and play caller. Justin Fields wasn't even playing. You know what I mean? You remember that bullshit they were doing with the quarterback situation back then?
Right. Absolutely.
They're playing games. Now, when Justin finally did get his shot, again, offensive line was an issue. No weapons. No support system. The system around him did not suit Justin and his skill set. All right, fine. We already know that part. But the point, A-Dub, that you were going down the path of, I 100% agree. Caleb Williams going into the situation now with Waldron in place, Kerry yep. Joseph in place, a team with a strong defense like Caleb Williams mentioned in the presser, an offense with weapons, which even more weapons are probably going to be added in the draft and in free agency. So if Caleb Williams ends up being that guy, he's going into a situation where he's set up for success.
And that was not the case for Justin Fields.
Fuck no.
And that's what really hurts the most when you talk about Justin Fields, because that's where you and I agree at for sure. I wouldn't mind seeing Justin Fields with these extra weapons, bro. We've seen this kid grow up a little bit in Chicago, man. And that's what you like, Perez. We start to see Justin Fields progressing, you know. And you see how the kid came back from injury. You and I talked about that for a while. And he came back and showed everyone that, hey, I can play under pressure. Now, I'm not saying Kenneth Williams cannot play under pressure, but it remains to be seen at this point coming in as a rookie. We'll see, you know. But at the end of the day, man, we know what we got in Justin Fields, and we definitely seen the growth.
And again, I mean, honestly, audience, for me, if someone were to walk up to me, Perez, what are they going to do? None of us know.
Right.
If you are a type of person that can sit and look at a situation objectively, and that's what I've done. I've observed what I saw down at the combine. Obviously, there's reporting that's out there, guys, that you guys are privy to. But then if you look at some of the things that Justin has done, the unfollowing the Bears.
Yeah.
Now, I know he claimed that, you know, he did that just because he was going on vacation. He wanted to clear his head. But guess what, man? If you went on vacation, then you don't need to be on the apps. You didn't have to do that unfollowing the team. I understand why you did it, but trust me. You on vacation, go on vacation. Stay off of fucking Instagram. So my thing is, I felt in my mind at that moment, he knew something.
It speaks volumes, Perez. You're right. He knew something, man, was going on and something he did not like. Now, is he going to throw the organization under the bus like that? That's not Justin Fields' style.
No.
But you know he knows what's going on, right? And he may not like it. Let you all over there flirting with another quarterback. No one's cool with that.
And on top of that, not only just flirting with another quarterback, but multiple quarterbacks. This is the thing. Right now, if I'm a Justin Fields, and again, Justin Fields is a competitor. You don't get to the NFL by not being a competitor. You got your organization that has not committed to you, that has not been non-committal about you, that's got you over here just like lingering around while they going to talking to this quarterback and talking to that quarterback. You hear your name being out here thrown around in trade rooms. Bro, I can understand on one instance why you would want to unfollow the NFL, you would want to unfollow the team and all that, but why not just shut out the noise altogether and just say, you know what, I'm done with this social media shit. Y'all call me when y'all ready to talk.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And if you make a move, then so be it. But for me, I look at things, again, objectively, audience. I'm trying to take the emotions of the situation out. Because if you're talking to me about emotions, I want Justin Fields as my quarterback in 2024. But if I'm looking at this thing objectively, if I hear my GM comparing the quarterback that everybody thinks that they're going to take number one to Patrick Mahomes, well, you remember how that movie went when we had the chance to get Patrick Mahomes and we didn't do it. Do you think that that GM is going to make the decision to pass on that type of quarterback again for this franchise? I don't think there's a chance in hell.
And to your point, Perez, with all those comparisons being made to Mahomes, I mean, this reminds you in a way of how the Colts had to go through a situation between Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning, you know, and having to select Andrew Luck as number one pick. But looking at Chicago, I understand it's a little bit different over Indiana because Peyton Manning is so legendary. But you look at Chicago, it's like, look, we feel that Justin Fields has a chance as well to be a nice quarterback for sure. But we're talking about Mahomes type of quarterback and Caleb Williams. That would make you think like, hey, we have an opportunity to get somebody that can come in who's somewhere near Justin Fields probably right now, if that's the case, and they feel that strong about him, who can probably, you know, do some great things for this team early on in his career. And you can't pass that up, Perez, no matter how you slice it, right? Because now we take all the egos out of it, all the emotion out of it, just a business decision that makes sense for this organization going forward. You can say, you know what? I understand better why they're going after Caleb Williams.
A-Dub, they gonna come for you with that Peyton Manning, Justin Fields comparison. I know that wasn't what you was trying to say, but as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, they gonna come for me.
They gonna eat me alive, bro, with that. But I hope they get the drift when they talk about drafting quarterbacks, right? Even though you have a solid one, a great one right now, you think the next person's gonna be great, right? That's what alters your decision-making to go with someone else, right? And I think in this case here, the Bears gonna be thinking somewhat similar that maybe Caleb Williams can't be better than Justin Fields.
This is my thing. We know Ryan Poles is a part of that Chiefs organization when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. He was there. He saw him.
Yep.
He knows the traits. He understands the traits. When Ryan Poles was asked about the things that he's seen from Caleb Williams, he spoke to the traits of a Caleb Williams and why it reminded him of a Patrick Mahomes. This is my thing. That experience with him and KC understanding and working with a Patrick Mahomes is going to heavily influence his decision right now. We just got to read the tea leaves, everybody. Read those tea leaves.
And there have been certain things that you heard from Matt Eberflus and from Ryan Poles that might indicate that, hey, they're looking really heavily at drafting Caleb Williams and moving on from Justin Fields. Because one thing they did share, Perez, that really stood out to me. When Eberflus was talking about third down, end the game, toughness, moving out the pocket, of course, necessary, making these throws under 2 minutes, right? These are some of the things that we know that Justin Fields, if we look at him objectively, may have struggled with in Chicago. Two-minute drill, we always say that, man. What's going on with the Chicago Bears? Blame Luke Getsy or blame Justin Fields. Take your pick, right? But right. If Caleb Williams can show that, hey, he can move the ball third down and very good at two-minute drill, hey, that's the key, right, between winning in late games versus losing.
Ada, really good point. I think another thing, too, you got to think about the Mahomes-Caleb Williams comparison.
Right.
The big thing when you watch film on, obviously, Patrick Mahomes, is you see that he can get throws off with any sort of throwing angle.
Right.
He can release balls. I mean, he can release throws, and you're just like, how the fuck did he fit that in that tight window, right?
Right.
Well, watch film from the USC-Stanford game, audience. And you'll see Caleb Williams making plays like that when he's flushed out of the pocket. And most people are like, oh, he's just going to run. No, he's just buying himself more time to throw the ball down the field. And you see plays like that where he bought time and he's finding Brendan Rice down the field for a 70-yard touchdown. Just plays like that, right? And it stings with him where I'm like, okay, I understand that this is college. I understand that maybe some of the talent that you may look at that he's playing against and say, oh, well, that's inferior. It's not top 25 talent. What he did against top 25 teams. I understand. We've brought that point up on the show before. However, if we were to nitpick one way, then we can nitpick another way. And to the point A-Dub brought up, you got to listen to the head coach. And when the head coach was asked what he was looking for in the quarterback, the number one thing he said, A-Dub, was leadership.
Yep.
And you brought up things where it came to physical traits, the accuracy, the timing. Those are all things that, rightfully or not, have to the point that A-Dub made, have been used against Justin. So now I have the head coach is saying, I'm looking for this sort of thing in the quarterback. Well, what is he saying? He's basically saying that what I'm looking for, maybe it's not what I have right now.
Right.
When you talk to the GM is telling you how they want to do the right things. And so everything right now, I just feel like the organization, they're saying and doing things that are just kind of already tipping their hands. And that's probably why they're not getting crazy offers for that number one draft pick.
And we totally get it, Perez. It makes total sense. Because right now, people already have their minds thinking what the Chicago Bears are already going to do. And I know Ryan Poles continue to say, you know what, we haven't figured everything out yet. Of course you have not. There's so much to figure out. We get it, right? But that Caleb Williams thing definitely looked very intriguing, man, when you think about everything, Perez, that you just talked about, when you and I just highlighted. Because when you make all these decisions right now, the infrastructure, bringing in Shane, the coaching staffs and all this stuff, all that comes to play. You think about Justin Fields. Do you want to go through this process again here in Chicago? And maybe he got the guts for it, which is great because you know Justin want to be here. But maybe they're thinking, hey, you know what? Maybe the kid need a fresh start somewhere else. And bringing in Caleb Williams where things are already there, you look at the money-wise as well, everything all come to play from a business standpoint. So I get it. I totally get it, though. But, man, I got to tell you one thing. If you're Caleb Williams, like you hit on earlier, Perez, you come into a good situation in Chicago.
No, you really are. So, okay, let's play a game of hypothetical here. Now, let's just assume that the Bears stay there at one, they draft Caleb.
Whatever. Right.
But now you got the decision of what's going to happen with Justin. You brought up a couple teams there. Do you think it'll be in Pittsburgh? Do you think it'll be in Atlanta? What do you think? Or do you think it'll be a surprise team that no one's talking about?
It could be a surprise team, Perez. It wouldn't shock me, you know, if some other team came out and wanted to really come for Justin Fields. Because sometimes things just happen that way, bro, at the last minute. Somebody always emerged, man. But I really believe that the Steelers may have confidence they can get a better quarterback from the Bears than they did with Mitch Trubisky. So they might want to try this thing out again. And I think, really think about how that Steelers team is set up right now, Justin Fields pretty much fits in very well over there, Perez, without a doubt, man. And I can see something like that transpiring, but at what cost for the Chicago Bears?
This is my thing. I know everybody's talking about the Falcons, and obviously Justin's from that area. But if you talk about, like, a good fit and a coach that I would just love, if, obviously, it doesn't work out here in Chicago. But Mike Tomlin is a coach that, audience, you guys know I have a great deal of respect for. If Justin would go anywhere, I would love for it to be somewhere like that, to play for a coach like that, that would give it to him straight with no chaser, no bullshit, tell him what he needs to do to get to the next level. But the Steelers also got some weapons now.
Yes.
And we know that those weapons suffered last season because Kenny Pickett and your boy Mitch just out there throwing ducks.
True.
And the Steelers have always had solid defenses, strong running game. So he's got the compliments there. So honestly, dude, Justin Fields could go to a place like Pittsburgh and that fan base would fall in love with him, just like the Chicago Bears fan base has fallen in love with him, in addition to that locker room. See, that's the biggest thing that, for me, I worry about the locker room with this Caleb Williams situation, because you have a lot of these guys in this locker room in Chicago that want Justin to return.
Right.
That is going to be something that's going to be very, very important to watch if the Bears decide to go ahead and draft Kane. Like, what does that mean for the locker room? What does it do to the locker room?
That is tough right there, Perez, you Caleb Williams, bro, coming in, because that is the intangible piece of it, right? We talk about leadership part of it. How can you win over the DJ Moores of the world? Because these guys have came out, like you said, Perez, and advocated for bringing Justin Fields back. And you're looking at Ryan Poles, how do you spin this whole thing by saying, hey, Caleb Williams is our guy? Because a lot of these players on this team really do admire what Justin Fields have gone through and what he has shown them. And that's a lot to handle right there if you're Caleb Williams coming on board, because it's not an easy task. If Caleb Williams can go ahead and win over this team, great. I salute that, Perez. But man, That's some hard work right there.
So obviously there were other areas as far as the combine was concerned that I was kind of focused on when I was down there in Indy. And the big thing for me was offensive line. You know, that's going to be something for us, A-Dub, that's going to be very, very important going forward, whether it's Justin or Caleb. And you see Ryan Poles, he didn't waste time. He made a trade leading up to free agency. And it's a target that Ryan Poles had set a couple of offseasons ago with Ryan Bates and the Buffalo Bills. Signed a guy to an offer sheet, which the Buffalo Bills matched. This time around, he sends a fifth-round draft pick over to Buffalo to secure the services of Ryan Bates. So, obviously, A-Dub, when you see a move like this happening, what are your thoughts?
When you see a move like this, Perez, I feel like I don't know. It doesn't mean that Ryan Bates is a bad guy or anything like that. You hit it on the head. They've been after this guy for a while, and they try to get him, and the Buffalo matched it, right? And they finally got him now. And with that, this dude wasn't a starter when the Bears got him. He was good a couple years ago for sure, but I wonder what he's like now. Is he still that same guy? And you know how I feel about some of these players from on the O-line who came from other teams and how they have not panned out. So we talk about Nate Davis right now. Jury's still out, but he didn't show us nothing in season one. Lucas Patrick, right? Didn't show us nothing much at all either. So it's like the ones who have done well for us from the O-line has been homegrown. You know, so like you get guys from the outside, I wonder how well this is going to be. And again, there's no knock on Bates. I think he'll be a nice piece of the puzzle, could be a nice addition to the depth, all that stuff, you know. But I wonder how good is he? Because that does concern me when we bring these guys on board from the outside. Hasn't always worked out in Chicago. So that's my biggest concern when I look at these things.
Yeah, I think this is a very, very talented draft. From being at the combine, from you and I both being at the Senior Bowl, there's just so much talent, especially on the offensive line. So seeing that he traded away a fifth-round draft pick, it concerned me a little bit. However, I do like Bates. I understand a lot of people are like, I don't get it. But in 2022, he started 15 games, only gave up one sack. Last year, yes, he was a reserve lineman. But he's on a bit of an affordable contract. So he's at a good cap number that the team will be able to have in the fold for 2 to 3 seasons. Also, we're talking about a fifth-round draft pick. A lot of times, fifth-round draft picks don't really pan out.
That's true.
So if you're basically trading a fifth-round draft pick for a proven pro on a decent contract, I mean, why not? I mean, Braxton Joneses aren't an everyday occurrence for a fifth-round draft pick.
I agree.
So I think in that instance, I think fans need to maybe sit back and just let this man cook. Right? If we're going to sit up here and give them nicknames and it's all cute stuff when you like the trade, we'll sit back and, you know, just kind of let the man, he obviously has a plan. Let him kind of do what he's going to do.
I'm with you there, Perez. Let him work the plan. And with that, you know, and I know, and the fan base knows as well, that the Bears have had struggles on the O-line when it comes to injuries. And we need depth for sure, right? And one thing I give Bates props for is his versatility. We know that as well. So it's like this Bears team need more players for sure because you just don't know what may happen, man. I know I hate saying that when it comes to injuries, but it seemed like our O-line always hit the injury bug, man. And here we go shuffling things around again. So Bates may be somebody we need on this team for sure.
Now, this is my thing. I know it's only March here, so right? So a lot of things will kind of unfold as we get a little bit later in the offseason, but where is he going to play? Is he coming here to be a reserve? Is he coming here to compete with Nate Davis or Tevin Jenkins? Like, what's the plan? So that's more of kind of where I'm at with this thing. Even if he is going to be a reserve, it's not like they pay like a high price for him, but I'm just kind of curious of like what their plan of attack is with a guy like Bates.
Yeah, that's a good thought process, Perez, because you just never know, man. And as I keep hitting on, man, with injuries, stuff happen all the time, but we couldn't trust Nate Davis last year, bro. I mean, you know you hate talking about a guy like that, but at that point, open up things for the Bears to do some kind of contingency plan. And Ryan Bates could be that guy saying, hey, if anything happens to a Tevin Jenkins or to a Nate Davis, we got somebody that's ready. And I think you need to have that for sure, because you just never know with this O-line what could possibly happen.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Even center, right? So it could be one of those situations where they brought him here and give him an opportunity to see, you know, see what he gets in, right? You know,
exactly.
We had several positions entering the combine that you and I identified as positions of need, right? So outside of quarterback, you and I talked about edge rusher. Obviously, the interior of the offensive line is stuff that you and I talked about. We talked about secondary help. We talked about help on the defensive line, edge rusher. And so at the combine, there were a couple guys that I looked at A-Dub and I said, you know, these could be some people potentially that Ryan Poles, if the Bears have not thought about, I hope that they maybe did it behind closed doors. Maybe they were stealthy about it, right?
Right.
Because Montez Sweat, we know what he brings to the table. We know what he did for this defense to get things going back to the next level, A-Dub. But he can't do it all by himself. Now, there's an edge rusher from Colorado State. And I feel like one of the things that I really do appreciate about Ryan Poles is he's not afraid, you know what I'm saying, with his mid to late round picks to go out there and do what needs to be done. Now, Muhammad Kamara. Now, this is a guy, audience, you guys may not be as familiar with, but he really impressed me during the drills in Indy. Really explosive first step, relentless drive. And when I look at our D-line right now, whether it's with a Dexter, whether it's with a Pickens, we got some young guys that are basically developing really nicely into this league. And when I looked at Kamara, I thought he would be a perfect another young piece to put out there on that D-line. And right now at edge rusher, we don't have a lot of that in the fold. And I think that'd be really key, especially for a defense that's still looking to get after the quarterback. Because outside of a Montez Sweat, we need somebody else that can be able to be a factor in that pass rush. But I really loved what I saw there from that edge rusher. And again, it's not going to be the sexy name that you're going to hear bandied about. But, bro, I really think that, you know, when we talk about this draft, there's so much talent on both sides of the ball when it comes to the line. And you and I always talk about this, A-Dub. You win in this league up front. And that is the strength of this draft.
And that's what you like, Perez, that there are some people that the Bears can select. And I like the one you mentioned, Muhammad, man. I was impressed by how fast he run. And I was like, wait a minute, this dude run the 4.57, the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, he was moving.
Yeah, he is, man. The dude was pretty quick. And you just never know what the Bears might do with Ngakoue. They might resign, they might not. You know, we just don't know what happened there as well. But to your point, you got to win in the trenches. And you and I have talked about what we got in Ngakoue last year. And it wasn't a lot, though. You know, he had some solid games at times, but it wasn't enough that what we expected, right, from him. So if you go and get someone like this key out the draft, you say, hey, we got a chance to continue to grow him and see this kid continue to get better. And I think you need somebody like that. And I'm quite sure Ryan Poles has his eye on a Kamara, and he could be someone that's intriguing as a draft pick.
Another guy ended up, Christian Haynes. Now, this is probably somebody you remember from the Senior Bowl, UConn. He had a lot of little cool battles there. He's an interior offensive lineman, and he's another guy from the combine that I thought would be a really good fit for the Bears. And so, obviously, with Ryan Poles making this trade, I'm now wondering, well, now that they have traded away a fifth-round pick, do you think that he would use another pick in this draft to get an interior offensive lineman? You never know. But if they were to do something like that, Christian Haynes is someone that I really, really like. Just mostly for him, A-Dub, in college, durable, always available. Reminds me of like a Cody Whitehair type, right? Cody Whitehair, at one point in his career, was durable. It was always on the field. And versatility with this kid. And so the big piece with this Bears, especially with that offensive line, is having versatile parts. I think that's huge. Christian Haynes doesn't give up a lot of sacks, A-Dub, and it mirrors how Darnell Wright came in here last offseason.
You need these type of guys on the O-line regardless. And like you and I always hit on, bro, the versatility. This is what the Chicago Bears love, man, because we have seen musical chairs on plenty of occasions. But the one thing I will say about this kid, he could come in and maybe show us some good signs. And we just need the depth regardless. And you never know what Ryan Poles is thinking, because you already know we got to win that old line. And I think having this kid on his mind as an option, they'll be good at right guard for sure.
I got one more guy in the A-Dub. I'm going to turn it over to you to kind of give your thoughts on what you think the Bears will do with their pick at number 9. But one more guy that I kind of had circled from my notes, and there's a lot of players, audience, that I scouted and I wrote on, and I'm not going to sit here on the show and just like dumb all those players down you guys' throats, but I want to give just a couple players just to kind of remember, so that way, you know, if you guys want to do your own research on these guys, you can do so. But Cameron Kitchens from Miami, I know. I had another guy from the U coming up, like your boy Tyreek Stevenson. But A-Dub, he's someone that for the last season and a half has really caught my attention as an observer of college football, and now you and I doing draft analysis, right? And I really love his game. The guy has instincts. He excels in deep coverage. And you know me, I just love defensive backs and anybody that plays secondary that comes from the U. That's that swagger we saw with Tyreek Stevenson and how he came in last season. And we have a position open with Eddie Jackson being cut. And I think that this is a guy right here that you can draft and plug and play immediately.
And that's what this Bears team need, you know, after Eddie Jackson for sure. Perez, you need somebody that can come in pretty much ready. And there's some opportunity to learn and grow on the job. There's an opportunity to do that. And I think we allowed Tyreek Stevenson to get better, bro, you know, throughout the season. And we saw a lot of great signs out of that kid that lets us know that next year he's going to be even better. So if the Bears can draft another guy like that, man, that would be dope right there, because that's what this team is going to need in the secondary for sure.
Well, A-Dub, what you think they're doing at 9, right? Because you got to think about it. If the Bears stay put at 1, draft Caleb Williams. There's a couple different ways they could go. They could go edge rusher, or they can go wide receiver, or they can go offensive tackle. What you think?
Chris, I think the Bears might go offensive tackle at number 9. And I believe at this point, they may have to. You may have to go for the O-line regardless, man. I think that is just the area that this team is continuously building up. And I think that's the area, if you're going to drop the Caleb Williams, he's going to need the protection. I'm just going to call it what it is, Perez. And some of the guys we have currently on this roster, we can't always trust. We just cannot. So, therefore, you want to bolster that up. I mean, you got, you know, Darnell Wright, we think you're pretty good. You got over there Braxton Jones. You're good there, or those two guys, right, on that, at your tackles. But you might want to go a little bit more in the interior, man. And I think the Bears may be thinking about that, saying, hey, maybe the draft is where we need to be to have somebody for sure that may be ready to go right now immediately. And I think that may be the best option for them at that place.
See, now, when you were talking about going O-line there at 9, I was thinking you were thinking offensive tackle to potentially replace Braxton Jones. If you're thinking interior of the line, I don't know, man, if they would do that number 9. Just me spitballing here. I think offensive line would be intriguing if they go tackle. If they don't go tackle, I kind of want to say wide receiver. Because if you're missing out on getting Marvin Harrison Jr., you might not be able to have an opportunity to get Malik Nabers, because I think he's probably going to go top 5, top 6. But Roma Dunzu from Washington.
Yeah.
He could be a potential there. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, getting another weapon in the offense, a compliment to a DJ Moore, would be something that I would really, really want to see. I mean, goddamn it. It won't be Marvin Harrison Jr., though, man. That was my dream, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie to you.
Bro, I just knew the Bears were going to get him, man. I'm like, man, you got to get him with Justin Fields. No Justin Fields and no Marvin Harrison, bro. So it's like, to your point, you know, they may go a different direction. But if you're going to have Caleb Williams, we keep talking about setting him up for success. Or if you decide to go some other quarterback, doesn't matter at this point. We're talking about setting him up for success. You're right, Perez. You need weapons, man. You got DJ Moore for sure. You don't know what's going to happen with Money Moon at this point just yet. You're like, hey, we need another guy. So Caleb Williams is going to have multiple options. We already know we have Cole Kmet, what he's been able to do. We will not talk about him all the time. So it's like, hey, you want to keep that other weapon right there to make sure that this offensive attack is very good going forward. So you're right. They could go with the wide receiver spot at that ninth pick. And I have no problem with that whatsoever because it's a hole right there right now, Perez. And the Bears got to do something about that.
Now, previous to that, if the Bears would have traded down, I would have probably in my mind thought receiver edge rusher.
Yeah. But
with the way that this thing is trending right now, I think it's going to be Caleb and then some sort of a receiver to pair with him.
Yeah.
And now if you look at the number of picks that Ryan Poles has at his disposal, he's kind of dwindled his situation because he's been trading picks away so long. So there's only so much he's going to be able to do here. But again, he's still in a really, really enviable position, A-Dub. And you and I have talked about this. We joked about it. Neither one of us want to be in that man's shoes. I do not want to be the one that has to make this decision that he has to make. If he gets this thing wrong, brother, they're going to chase his ass out of this town.
Woo!
Oh.
You know it, bro. It's going to happen if you get it wrong. If he gets this wrong, it's over Ryan Poles, man. He's going to be public enemy number one.
My goodness. It's going to be like Showtime at the Apollo. Sandman going to be fucking dancing all over that motherfucker, man. He better get this shit right. He better get it right, A-Dub.
And you know what's crazy, Prez? And just see how Ryan Poles operate. It wouldn't even shock me at all if he trade that number nine pick. It would shock me if he traded that.
That's a good point because, okay, let's just say they do draft Caleb number one. You're right. You got to pick at number nine. Trade down and recoup the picks that you lost. Good. That's a good point.
And he surprised me last year when he did it. So I was like, wait a minute. Right? Because remember, you know, I'm like, that's how we got Darnell. He traded down to get Darnell, right? If I'm not mistaken.
He traded down one spot. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, could he trade down again and get something else recuperated from that? Who knows, right? I know Ryan Poles have an idea who his guy going to be around that time. So if he does, it would not, again, shock me that you will see Ryan Poles make a move like that once again.
I mean, we'll definitely see. As I mentioned earlier, audience, free agency is just right around the corner. And again, some of the needs that I still think that this team has, you know, edge rusher, safety, receiver, tight end, and center, I think that we're going to see a lot of movement with this team in free agency. We'll kind of give you guys our rundown of some of our best free agency targets and some of these key positions because, again, you know, audience, we are here. We scouting this league now, you know, so we want to come at this thing from a realistic standpoint, not a lot of emotion because the big thing that I think, A-Dub, that a problem happens in this podcast game, in this media game is people, they hang on the fact of, well, this is my take, and this is my guy, and I'm going to just run it into the wall. Well, sometimes you just got to just say, you know what? I was wrong, and move on. So many people are afraid to say that they were wrong. Yeah. Fuck, who cares?
Exactly. As long as you speak to a position where, you know, it's logical, it's thought out, you know, and hey, I'm all good with if you got it wrong, you know? As long as you can tell me why you feel the way you feel about why we should give a certain person or not, you know? That's all that matters to me if you got a good perspective behind it. And that's what's most important. We all going to be wrong sometimes. That comes to territory. So if you're wrong, you're wrong, man. Just own it. Just own it.
Now, for me, when I look at this Bears team, Ryan Poles, he controls the draft once again, just like he did last season. But I really hope that Ryan Poles and all the powers that can be over there at Hallis Hall, just remember that this is an offensive league. And the Bears, we need to start trending in that way. So whether it's Caleb, whether it's Justin, whoever the fuck the quarterback is, remember that you have to score points in this league to compete. And that's how this team should be built up. They have so much money available, A-Dub, that it's just like, dude, you're in such a good spot. There's no excuses. Just do your job the right way. Don't overthink things. Don't overcomplicate things. Just make the moves that are there to be made.
And I got to give Ryan Poles a lot of credit for that, Perez. This is a good, nice situation to be in, bro. I understand fans are mad about how the season ended, 7-9. But guess what? With the moves that can be made and all this stuff, it's a good situation here, man, for Chicago.
Man, I was just mad that they stuck with Eberflus. Now he got a haircut and everybody forget how he was stinking up things last year for the most part. Man, get one haircut and everybody forget. I'm like, all right, I see how y'all Bears fans are. Y'all trip me up.
Hey man, you gotta keep it real, man. That haircut is sharp, bro. It really is.
That was an A-dub over here.
Man got a slick haircut, bro. I was like, wait a minute, is that Eberflus? Let me look again, bro. You know I wear glasses. Let me look again. Is that Eberflus? He showed up to the combine the right way, bro. You got to give it to him, man.
A double over here, like, is that George Clooney or is that our fucking head coach? Who was right? That over there?
Who's the guy with the pretty hair right now, man? Who's this dude?
You stupid as hell. Stupid as hell.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Well, audience, we appreciate you guys and your continued support of the platform. Like I said, we'll be back to do the free agency primer. But until then, we are out.